Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Always nice to see you coming in with a smile, and usually you suffer through my goofy jokes and everything.
Well.
And then you turn around and give me some really cool information. Today is no exception. You can't vaccinate against accidents.
That's right, Audrey. You know, March is National Agriculture Month, and I thought this might be a good time to talk a little bit about farm safety. But we're going to start off thinking about something a little different. Did you realize that 120 years ago, a child only had a 50-50 chance of reaching adulthood? There were diseases like scarlet fever, diphtheria, and smallpox that took the lives of many young children. Now, or today, a one-year-old has an excellent chance of reaching adulthood thanks to modern medicine, vaccination programs, those types of things. But the problem is we still don't have a vaccination for accidents. And there are many factors that play a role in causing accidents and fatalities on the farm. Age is perhaps the biggest factor. Those that are young and inexperienced and those older adults are the two groups of workers that have the highest rates of injury and fatalities. Young people up to 24 years of age have the highest accident and fatality rates. And this is probably due to human error. They have very little experience. Perhaps they're overconfident in what they're doing, but probably more than likely, they're just in too big of a hurry. The older adults, they have the experience, but oftentimes they have medical conditions like hearing loss or arthritis or something that reduces their reaction times and their ability then to avoid accidents. Most farmers and ranchers, they understand that agriculture is a dangerous occupation, but I found a study that says, according to the United States Bureau of Statistics, workers involved in agriculture, forestry, and fishing have the highest rates of occupational fatalities. There are 23.5 deaths per 100,000 workers, compared to only 3.7 fatalities per 100,000 workers on all the other jobs combined.
Wow.
So that's a significant difference. And most of the ag-related deaths are probably tractor-related or vehicle-related crashes. Most of the ag-related deaths are associated with those, but there are some studies out there that show that livestock account for about a third of all injuries. And another study showed that cattle are responsible for 36% of agriculture fatalities. So most victims of cattle accidents, you know, they're not typically killed. You know, they're struck, they're trampled, they're gored, or maybe kicked. But they most commonly are not killed. You know, it's an accident. And most of them have contusions, fractions, and cuts involving the arms and legs. However, there can be more serious accidents like head trauma, internal damage, and crushing injuries. One interesting fact that we found that with the fatalities that were associated with livestock, about a third of the deaths were caused by animals that had previously shown aggressive behavior. So I know we've talked about this before. You know, if we have some of those aggressive bulls or cows, let's get rid of them. We don't need to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? So another thing that we found was that the study showed this working alone was also found to be when many accidents occur, especially being around livestock, and that they really encourage you to have a partner when you're working. And they say that's because two sets of eyes are better than one set. And one set, you may be really steady in one thing and something else happens from the backside and those kind of things. Another factor to consider are your facilities. Several studies indicate that cattle equipment, housing, and working facilities have contributed to injuries. However, in this study, it says 40% of cattlemen reported they didn't think their facilities were safe, but they were hesitant to improve on them. And, of course, the reasons they give were the cost of new equipment. They didn't know how to go about building or plans, where to get plans for new designs for facilities. And some of them said, well, they were satisfied with how they worked, but they just knew that they were not safe. So what can livestock producers do? They can actually reduce the risk of injury by studying animal behavior. Using proper handling techniques and using the equipment correctly, those are all steps in the right direction. Facilities and equipment can be very costly, however, but when designed and used correctly, accidents can be reduced. And you know, accidents aren't free either, because if you have to go to the hospital or if you have a death, you really see what those accidents, what they actually cost. So humans are at a disadvantage, except mentally, when handling livestock. Livestock are bigger, they're stronger, they're equipped with 4 feet and legs, and that gives them an advantage to put pressure, bodily pressure, when they're pushing on something. And so this makes it really important that we have good facilities, good alleyways, swinging gates, good chutes, especially when we're moving and working livestock. So until next time, I want you to pay attention to what's going on around you and stay safe, because there are no vaccinations to prevent accidents.
I'm going to second that for sure. I've seen some gory stuff that I don't care to witness again. Yep. So, yeah. And that second set of eyes is handy in case you do get into trouble.
Absolutely.
Being stuck underneath a tractor somewhere in the middle of nowhere with nobody to go for help,
yep,
is going to be a bad outcome. Well, not a fun topic, but definitely an important one. So thank you again, Rod, for coming in.
You bet.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.